This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's labor market has added more than 50,000 jobs this year, and it may keep growing. CPR's Will Cornelius reports.
Inflation is high and the economy is slowing, but the labor market remains strong. That's according to Eric Olson, the district president of Robert Half Talent Solutions in Colorado.
Well, I think for the most part, if people want a job, there's one for them.
For every unemployed person in Colorado, there are two job openings. Olson says his company has seen hiring go up as businesses face more competition for talent.
We might have a profit recession. Companies aren't making as much money, but we certainly do not have a jobs recession.
I'm Will Cornelius, CPR News.
A new photography exhibit at the Denver Art Museum encourages visitors to reflect on the personal meaning and memory captured in photographs. CPR's Eden Lane has more.
Other People's Pictures includes more than 70 photographs gifted over the years to acclaimed Colorado photographer Robert Adams and his partner Kirsten by their colleagues, friends, and family. The works highlight the pleasure of looking at diverse points of view. The exhibit is included in the museum's general admission and is on display through February 26, 2023. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
The Denver Center for the Performing Arts has announced its new Broadway season. Some of the shows include the reimagined 1776, a new musical based on Alanis Morissette's classic 90s album Jagged Little Pill, and Ghost with the Most, Beetlejuice, a musical based on Tim Burton's film. Full season subscription tickets for the shows, which run in 2023 and 2024, are available now. Single show tickets will be released later. This is CPR News and KRCC.